Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, this awesome, awesome, wonderful morning. Just one day after celebrating a very, very powerful Mother's Day. Well, I tell you, it's just been a tremendous, tremendous weekend. We just thank God for each of you that are tuned in to the show and you're listening every day or most days to the Coach LaLisa Show. I am your host, LaLisa J. Williams, trainer, coach, author, and speaker, also college professor, and a few other hats here and there, preacher. So we do various types of coaching. We do life coaching. We do career and entrepreneurial coaching. We also do spiritual coaching. And we do workshops throughout the state of New Jersey, throughout the state of Ohio, and we've been to Virginia, North Carolina, Texas, and we're looking to go to new cities. So if you are in a city where you would like to have LaLisa speak at one of your upcoming women's conferences or your women's retreat, we've also been to Maryland, or if you want LaLisa to come and host the conference for you, we'll gladly do that as well. We'll also MC. We did a wonderful, wonderful event yesterday. We were able to attend a gospel concert and banquet. It was awesome. And from that, I did get invited to host and co-host, rather, a couple of more of their conferences. So we are very, very excited about that. And we just, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to really operate in your passion and your purpose and your destiny. And coaching is a tool. It's a service. Coaching is a service that will get you to live your best life now. You can actually live your dream, live on purpose, live an exciting, fulfilling life each and every single day. In coaching, we will help you to move past your past. So, no, we don't sit around and, you know, drum up all the things from your past and, you know, try to figure out why you're so miserable. But what we do know as coaches, what we know is that whatever you focus on, and this is the spiritual side of me coming out, that whatever you focus on, you're going to make that bigger. And as you're making something big, guess what? Well, you're right. It's going to consume you. It's going to consume various parts of your life until it has consumed your whole life. And if it's a miserable situation, then your whole life is going to be miserable. You're going to be living in misery, and then to top that off, to make your life even worse, you're going to try to cover it up. And that's only going to let it fester and become worse. So, you know, we don't want that to happen to people. I've lived like that in the past. I know other people that have. And that's something that we've been able to move away from. And we want to help people live for their future. Y'all, we're living in the present. And if something happened in your past that didn't go right, you certainly want to know that your future is brighter than your past. Your future holds more happiness for you than your past. And what we do in coaching, what I do in coaching, and I'm sure a lot of other coaches do, we will actually help you create your successful future. You can create your successful future. You can create whatever life you dream of. Now, if you think that your life isn't what you want it to be, what you desire, you can create the life you want. Will it take hard work? Yes. Will it happen overnight? Probably not. But the behavior can happen instantly. You may not see the finished product overnight, but the behavior to get you to the finished product, that can change in an instant. So in essence, you can change your whole life in just one instant. And where does it all start? Where does it all start? Well, we're talking today, our topic today is 8 keys to mastering your interpersonal skills. 8 keys to mastering your interpersonal skills. So before I get into those eight keys, I just again want to welcome you all to the show. Happy Monday. Don't forget, tune back in next Monday. Tune in each and every day. Tune in tomorrow. Yeah, don't wait till next Monday. But actually tune back in tomorrow. Now we have moved to a new format. We are on each and every morning at 8, so we're on daily versus weekly. But I want to talk to you about these eight keys to help you with becoming the best person you can be. Becoming the best person you can be. Now, the first key to doing that is a key that I call making up your mind to change. You know, before anything can change, you need to have a changed mind. So you need to choose to change. That's the first key to mastering your interpersonal skills. And you're going to hear me say this, you know, over and over and over, because so many people refuse to do it. And so people would say, well, you know, I've already heard that. Well, I'm going to keep saying it until you actually do it. Apparently, you're not hearing. You heard it, but you didn't hear. So we're going to keep saying it until you actually decide to do it, because that's absolutely the first step to really mastering your interpersonal skills, is that you have to choose to change. And one of the things that you need to choose to change is possibly the way we do things. You know, we don't maybe have to change everything about ourselves, but there's some things we need to change, and maybe one of them is the way in which we do certain things. So choosing to change is the very first key to mastering your interpersonal skills, because your interpersonal skills are going to help you become the person that you were created to be, and so that you can live the life that you desire, that you're destined to live. And then number two, the second thing you want to do is you want to look at yourself. You want to look at what you're good at, what you're not good at. You want to look at your personal skills. You want to look at your abilities, your gifts, your talents, and your skills. You want to look at all those. What are you skilled at? What are you good at? What are you not good at? What is it that you just simply don't like to do, regardless of the amount of money someone can pay you or you could earn from doing it? So make a list of these things. And what you're going to do after you make that assessment, that list, you're going to say, you're going to stay away from the things that absolutely have no value for your future. They do not lead to your destiny or your passion. You're going to downplay those. And then the things that you're very good at, that you can do very, very well, you love doing it, you do it no matter how tired you are, no matter how, you know, stressed out you are, you can still do it. Those things you want to focus on and do more, because remember, like we said at the top of the show, whatever you focus on, you make it bigger. And as you make it bigger, it can consume you. Well, we want the positive things consuming us. We just don't want the negative things to consume us. So focus on the positive. Now, after you've made this assessment, the second key is that you've got to make that person. You've got to know who you are before you can, you know, begin to walk down the road of destiny and passion and purpose. You got to know who you are. What are you good at? What do you know how to do? What are some of your weaknesses? Are you a complainer? Then you need to know that about yourself. Are you a praise person? Do you praise everything? Do you always try to see the best in people, or do you always see the worst? Which is it? You got to know who you are. If you really want to move forward and really want to master your interpersonal skills, okay, you have to know who you are. Another thing you could do to master your interpersonal skills is that you want to keep a journal. You want to actually make a writing of what you're doing. Write down. Write it down on paper. Something about seeing something in black and white that usually can hold you to it. So make sure you write it down. After you write it down, another key to successful mastering of your interpersonal skills, you absolutely want to speak positively. You want to speak positively, have positive words coming out of your mouth over and over and over again. That's key number four. It's key number four. Key number, that's actually key. Yes, key number four. Key number five is that you want to make each step solid. You want to build solid activities for your life. You don't want to do things that are shaky. You don't want to do things that if it falls through, that, you know, you can't move forward. You don't want to burn bridges so that you can't, you know, go back on that if you need to. Go back over that bridge. You know, we all have to go back over a bridge at some point in our lives. So make every step solid. Someone explained that key to me, where I developed that key. Well, somebody told me years ago, make sure you pay your bills on time. You know, he said it's hard when you have to try to catch up. And so this is what I got from that. You know, you don't want to play catch up. So do it right the first time. That's what we mean by making each step solid. Make it solid so that you can stand on it no matter how long you have to stand there. You know, because sometimes we have to stand on things for a while. You know, God doesn't always rescue us out right away. And so we want to make each step, same thing on some of these jobs. You know, we make it so bad for ourselves and then we actually get fired or have to leave abruptly without having another source of income. And then we devastate ourselves and other family members. So you want to make each step solid, powerful principle to get your mastering your personal skills, your personal skills, but I call it interpersonal because it's inside. These are things inside you. These are things that you control. These are things that are within your control. So they're your interpersonal, you know, inside of you, not in someone else. Your interpersonal skills, not inter. Okay, next I want to say that you need to build solid relationships. So you're making each step solid, and you're making every relationship that you with solid, not willy-nilly, not haphazard, but you actually want to make the relationship solid. Know the value you bring, know the value they bring. Interact with that person for that value. Strengthen them, encourage them. Allow yourself to be encouraged, to be empowered. If you don't have relationships that are empowering, enlightening, inspiring, in some way motivating, then, you know, you may want to separate from those relationships. And that's number six. Number seven is my all-time favorite, and that's building the leader within you. You are a leader. You have leadership skills and abilities to hone. You may not display them all at one time, but they're there to hone them. A leader is a person of direction. If you're not leading anyone else, you are leading you. Unless you're letting someone else lead you, and if you're not a child, that's not good. If you are an adult, then God has given you the power to lead yourself. Think about the guy with the prodigal son. He said, when I came to my senses, I said, let me go and do. Or the woman with the issue of blood, if I can but touch the hem, if she pressed her away. So you have leadership skills right there. You can make up your mind to do something or make up your mind not to do something. And as my sister told me years ago, there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. So you have the power to lead yourself. And if you lead yourself in the right direction, believe me, you will have followers. But there's always somebody watching us, no matter what. Number seven. And number eight. So number seven, leadership. Number eight, continuous improvement. Continue to improve you. You don't have to be better than anyone else. Don't get it twisted. It's not about being better than anyone. It's about being the best you that you can be. But you've done the assessment. You've made the journal. You're writing things down. You're looking at who you are. So you know what areas that you need to constantly work on. You know, they say learning is lifelong. It doesn't stop with a high school diploma, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a PhD for that matter. Learning is forever. You're forever changing. You're forever growing. You must continually to improve. Oh, always getting better, always getting better. I haven't reached the top yet, I can guarantee it. You may feel like you're floating on a cloud. You may feel like you're at the top, but you are not at the top. As long as you are on this earth, you are not at the top, and there's always something for you to work on. Now, if you don't believe me, go to your five closest people and ask them, what do they see that you need to work on? And believe me, they will have a list, and possibly a very long one. But if we only ask ourselves, no, because we don't see anything wrong with us. We're perfect. But that's our own mind. So you have to go and ask people who love you, that are very close to you, but ask them to be honest, because a lot of times people will lie and say what they think we want to hear. I'm speaking from experience now. My mother did that for years. She figured, you know what, I'm not going to tell this child anything. She don't want to hear it. So she didn't say it. But eventually I had to come to my senses and realize that there were areas personally that I had to work on constantly. It doesn't end. As long as you're here, they're there. And try and be careful with your friends. You know, don't get all a bunch of friends. It's only going to tell you what you want to hear. Oh, you're wonderful. You're great. You're perfect. And if they tell you that and you really want to be their friend, they really care for you, that's fine. You're not going to diss them. But trust me, you do not have to believe what they say. Okay? You do not have to believe everything they say, because obviously these people are not telling you the truth. Okay? So this is what you want to do. It's been a great show. Be back here tomorrow morning.